Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea's sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code MOM.
Dobrý večer and welcome to the Bohemian Podcast with Piet Coleman and Travis Dole.
Hello and welcome to the Bohemian Podcast. I'm your host, Pete Coleman. Today we're going to take you to Czech Republic for a special look at what is known as America's pastime. Really, it's not that much different from what you would expect in the United States, except for some of the language. Of course, it's in Czech. But I think for the most part, this is an interesting place to see baseball and to really see that there's a lot of similarities between the two, between the United States and here. They still chalk up the lines. They still have home runs. They still have walks. The rules are basically the same. And there really has been a big move ever since 1989 to really expand upon baseball in Czech Republic. As a matter of fact, in 2013, the Czech Republic fielded a team from Moravia in the Little League World Series for the very first time. So things are getting better here. As you can see, there's the fields are getting up to specs for what you would see in the United States. And for the most part, they have a semi-pro team that goes all the way down to under age 10 in Little League T-ball. So things are getting better here for the America's pastime. And we have some interviews today to kind of show you a little bit about what life is like here when it comes to baseball.
The sights and sounds of baseball are very familiar to many, and it instantly brings thoughts of youthful days gone by and hope for a brand new season. Baseball is a world game that stretches from North America to Asia and to Europe, and in this case, the Czech Republic. Baseball sprung up in Czechia in the 1960s off the popularity of softball's introduction. Even today, baseball clubs across the Republic offer a wide selection of age groups and genders in both baseball and softball. Prague's Tempo Titans youth baseball coach, Filip Rohaska, guided his group of boys to the under-13 division Czech national title in 2017.
Baseball in Czech Republic is just like small sport, not like in the United States. So we wanna have fun. That's most important for our kids because they are still 11, 10, 9 years old. So most of the games are about the fun and enjoyment. Also, we during the season we try to play the other sports so they have flexibility and you know they do the different things. So the most important things to keep the kids to play the sport.
There are several kids of expat families playing for the Titans and around the league. This game of baseball can be one of the only few things that strengthen the bond between the states while living abroad. Titans parent Richard O'Rourke has two boys playing for the league and feels this sport provides great lessons in teamwork.
I think out of baseball they get a lot of team spirit because our coach definitely pushes the fact that they're on a team and they're all working together and they get along really well as friends as well. And it's just a good environment with the parents. The parents all get along. We get to travel together. The kids learn to enjoy the outdoors instead of just playing video games at home. Here it's I'm constantly amazed at how seriously it's taken and the fact that they play year around.
Most clubs have several age divisions from 9 years old to semi-pro men's squads, and they play on a variety of conditioned fields. Here in Prague, several parks are very well funded by local taxes and EU development funds.
So right now in this category we have like 24 teams. It's really big improvement because when I used to play in '90s after Velvet Revolution, we didn't have gloves, you know, the balls and the helmet, you know, we had just wooden bat like in MLB. So right now it's everything's just like improving a lot. We have kids, they have equipment. We have the ballparks. Like in '90s we play on the soccer field stadium. So after football players, you know. So right now that the conditions are really good, and also information about the baseball is, you know, spreading around. So really, really good.
I like that we have teams from all around Europe and that we can just get better and everything. I like that I have new teammates so I can work on different things and help them out. I mean, I love pitching, but I really like infield, and it's so great to just dive for the ball and just do anything to catch it.
Well, what can you say? Another beautiful day here in Czechia. A little taste of Americana for our folks back home. For those of us that are expats coming here and having your kids play in this game, the American game, on European soil, it's a little taste of home. Makes you feel a little less homesick. And I hope that you enjoyed this podcast tonight to give a little taste of what we experience here in Czechia when it comes to Little League Baseball. So until next time, I'm Pete Coleman for the Bohemica Podcast. Nasledanou.